This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Even bad buzz can be good information.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? Right.
Let's find out, everybody.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up snakes like an Arab and off you go.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
What do I want?
Mommy boobies.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
Absolutely. I just took a look at our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Yes?
The headline says, Mike rapes Buzz's pie.
Knew it would.
and they've got a picture that I believe is, I don't know if it's representative of how much was eaten. It might have been, the picture might have been taken before like three quarters of the pie was eaten.
Mike is sleepy now.
Anyway,
he's full of warm pie.
We should have that stuff up on our website at some point here. Okay. There's a picture of the pie, and also a picture of your hand by the pie.
Right.
And how was it, Mike?
It was good.
He's happy now.
People should know when they look at that picture of the pie that the diameter of the pie is 29 inches.
Seriously, it was a big pie, though.
No, it was. I would say it's a 14-inch pie.
Yeah, it was big.
He would know.
Yeah. Like Price Club big.
It is big.
And it's you should have seen Johnny, I don't want anyone else having any of my pie, taking it and running it out to his car a moment ago. Buzz, did you see him take? Did you see him take what was left and run away with it?
He stole the pie? It's not out in the car, but I did run away with it, and I got a spoon, and I had some myself. Sure.
It's yummy.
It is delicious pie.
You know, you'd never think you could see Buzz eating pie out of the container.
Do you think that turkey is really the reason people sleep on Thanksgiving?
Apple pie is not a Thanksgiving pie.
If I give you more pie, will energy surge through your body
again?
Nah,
I'm fine.
Fine?
I'm just tired.
You're welcome.
Very, very tired.
I don't understand
very,
that.
Very, very tired right now.
About a Darvocet.
You're welcome. You're welcome to more if you want it. All right.
Looks like baby vomit.
No, that pie did not look like baby vomit.
I'm talking about what comes out later.
Yeah, that might happen.
Yeah,
okay. Depends on what I load up for at dinner. You know, it's weird when you substitute dinner for dessert, you know, so I gotta rearrange things in my colon.
You haven't
you gotta rearrange.
That's a picture.
You gotta rearrange the furniture in your colon.
I'm trying to think though, because it is Friday night. Chilly. That's fall, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were talking about Amar.
Chili
Amar. I was gonna say, well, Mike, she's got no place in your world.
No, not at all. Not at all.
However, if we keep talking about pie, I bet she shows up.
Large woman, is she?
She gets pie.
Mm-hmm.
Chili. Who wants one of those hair pies? One of those big Middle Eastern hair pies.
A Turkish pie, Don.
Turkish pie.
It'd be a turkey pot pie.
The password is ingrown. Yum, yum, yum. How about an ingrown pie? Have a nice ingrown pie. This is great. We have shoe fly, blueberry, pecan, and ingrown.
From Chili Amar's own oven.
Have a delicious ingrown pie.
Does she still even work on the Harvey show?
No, she works with Carson, I think, now, in the afternoon.
With Johnny Carson?
Hi-oh!
Yes. Welcome, Chili Amar. Anyway, hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna,
Mike. It's Friday, and as often happens on Friday, everybody's drifting in their own different directions.
Absolutely. Come on, focus, please.
I include myself in
me,
that
Me, I'm
today.
Just coming down and realize...
You're back to normal, I can tell. You're back to normal. When's the next time you get to have one of your little magic pills?
Yeah, if I go home tonight. I go home tonight. If I decide to take one, here's the thing. I'm to the point now...
You don't need them anymore.
No, I really don't. My jaw doesn't hurt.
You know what? They call that the danger zone. That's the danger zone. When you don't need one, but you take one anyway.
You don't need vodka.
That's true. But let me count now. I had 10 of each to begin with. I've got 4 of the pink ones left, and I've got 5 of the white ones left.
Any baby blues?
No baby blues.
All right.
No baby blues.
Hold on to those white ones for, you know, when you want to have a good time.
Especially if you could crush them up.
Yeah, Joe, I think Joe says crush them up and put them under your tongue.
They dissolve faster, get into your system more quickly.
We're really helping America become healthier, aren't we?
As well, long as they're prescribed.
Like America didn't know this.
I didn't have any pie. I'd like to say that. Right. If it means anything for being healthy, mm-hmm. I didn't eat any pie.
Okay.
It's true.
I'm taking pills like Matthew Perry on speed, but I didn't eat any pie.
We have one host coming down off his pills and another one coming down off his sugar.
Well, I'll be doing some extra working out this weekend, though, just to compensate for the pie.
Good for you, Mike.
And you could make yourself a nice
right.
Maybe Jan will make you a pill pie. Mm-hmm. Now, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Maybe I'll just dangle a picture of that pie in front of my elliptical.
Run towards the pie.
Yeah, 20 feet to pie.
Hi there, Buzz. Anyway, here is your senior citizen. You may have seen him on the Smuckers section of the Today Show this morning. Here is, is it octogenarian?
Yeah,
is
he's an octogenarian today.
Octogenarian, right. Buzz Burbank.
He's 82-year-old Buzz Burbank.
That's right. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be anywhere. America does know its pills and love its pills. Officials in a hillbilly state are suing the makers of hillbilly heroin. OxyContin manufacturer Purdue Pharma LP is being accused in lawsuits of filling Kentucky's jails and addiction centers. Several Kentucky counties.
Who are you applauding for? The drug manufacturer?
No, the pill.
Oh, the pill.
OxyContin.
Mike.
Yeah.
He thinks if he puts white bottle caps over his eyes, we won't know his eyes are closed.
That's all right. No, they're not closed.
Uh-huh. Yes, they are. Why do you have bottle caps on your eyes?
Just trying to be silly. I was trying to be silly for the show to make the show funnier.
Well, it's working.
Go ahead, Buzz. I'm listening.
I know you are. Several Kentucky counties are suing the pharmaceutical company, saying that its product has dramatically increased crime, addiction, and family service cases since it was introduced in 1995.
Hey, give me those bottle caps for a second. Would you give me those?
I think what you're going to do is going to help.
I think so.
I was going to do the same thing.
Okay.
Just let me get a marker out here.
Oh, he's going to draw eyes on them, I think.
It should be blue. Blau. Blau Himmel Weiss Wolke. Blue sky, white clouds.
This lawsuit by Kentucky counties against the makers of OxyContin.
There you go.
Asking for millions of dollars in compensation.
Yeah, you got to make sure that those are put in correctly.
Punitive damages.
And let's get that camera back in here and take a nice picture of Mike with these.
Yeah.
Other way around. So there you go, like that.
I want to see this.
Mike's what are you
now,
doing?
Now, Mike's now putting in a second eye.
My hands were greasy.
Yeah.
There you've go. Never looked more alert.
Put that.
That is.
I do. Take the microphone away from your mouth. Hold on. Take one of just my.
That's creepy. He looks dead.
That has to go on the front of our webpage. That supersedes. Get it out to the printers. That supersedes the picture of the pie that was raped.
All set to go.
Welcome to CSI Rockville. This is the corpse.
You have no idea how goddamn funny those bottle caps look.
I'll wait till I look at the website.
With the little lies that I drew on them.
You'll be pleased.
All right.
We found pie in his trachea.
Delicious pie.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Very good. Pictures.
The lawsuit by these Kentucky counties against the makers of OxyContin, asking for millions in compensation and punitive damages. Company says the warning's right there on the label, and it expects to win this case just as it's won the others that have been brought against it.
Yummy.
In breaking news this afternoon, the Reverend Al Sharpton says Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas owes black women of America an apology.
Is there a story that he does not get involved in?
Hey, Al.
Shut up!
Mm-hmm. Al Sharpton.
Shut up.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
So he's equal opportunity in his.
Yeah, it's really amazing how one man can actually know all the details of
every
major case in America.
That's true.
You know, I can't relate to this because there's not a white person who, when anything is done, stands up for all white people as if he was king of the whites.
That could be you.
Well, in my dream world. But I would be curious someday when we have a little more time to talk with people. I'd like to know if black people, aren't you pissed that whenever anything happens that Al Sharpton is held up as the man who decides everything in this time in the year 2007 for black people?
Now, is this Al Sharpton like coming out with a press release?
Yes, he had a news conference today.
So,
to
see,
talk
that's
about
the
this.
Thing. Yeah. It's one thing because he does a radio show like we do. So, anything he says, obviously, you're going to spew out opinions all day long. But the fact is, this guy goes one step further and makes it like he's he's a congressional leader.
I'm
or something
speaking
like
on
that.
Behalf of all black. I mean, like, imagine how we would feel if, let's say, there was a white guy
mm-hmm.
that got the crap beat out of him in an inner city,
right,
ghetto type, whatever situation. And Jeff Foxworthy started started putting out press releases, right?
It's very yeah. interesting that
the
he,
Reverend Jeff Foxworthy speaking for white people.
We would not be happy with
we wouldn't be happy. I can't imagine that our black listeners are happy with Al Sharpton.
It would seem to me he cements his reputation as a publicity chaser when he does this.
Yeah.
I really think.
I think some part of the community supports him, part doesn't, just like anybody else.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll add this to it. He's having an even bigger news conference tomorrow in Harlem. And he's calling for a boycott of the Knicks, and he's talking about picketing the center there where they play.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. Yeah.
Madison
Square
Garden.
You're going to get black people to boycott Knicks games.
Right.
That's
what he's working on tomorrow. That'll be his big news conference.
Yeah.
And here's kind of a surprising one to me. The Federal Communications...
Excuse me, all people, not just black people.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, am oblivious to what Al Sharpton says. I'm white, so he doesn't rule my world like he rules and speaks for all black people in the world.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
Rob.
What, you think Rob had something to do with it?
I think he did. Yeah.
He's going to be in Harlem.
Right.
That's the sports theme.
The sports theme for the Harlem Globetrotters.
I don't get it.
Right, I know, Rob.
This kind of surprises me.
How long were you coach of the Washington Generals?
You know, Don, we never won a game.
Wasn't it the New Jersey Generals?
Washington Generals, Mike.
Was it the Washington Generals?
Yeah. I am so positive of that.
Okay.
And I would say Meadowlark, you've got to let us win.
I think it was the New Jersey Generals.
How much you want to bet?
I think, but now, is there a chance that they could go in to different cities and change their name?
I believe, I would bet you $5 that they've always been the Washington Generals.
Mm-hmm.
Were the New Jersey Generals a USFL team?
Yes, they were. And the Washington
Generals.
You're
probably right. I'm not going to bet you.
The Washington Generals that played the Harlem Globetrotters, I think they wore green uniforms, maybe.
Yeah.
And they just weren't as good.
Somehow, they could never rise to the occasion.
My team never did any tricks.
You know who I always felt bad for?
Why?
It was the black guy that got stuck on the Washington Generals team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest slap in the face. It'd be like, okay, you're playing against the best basketball players in the world, trick basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
They're all black. You're going to be on the team that we cream every single night.
Right.
It's all white guys except for you. What does that say about you, the one black guy on the Washington Generals?
You'd have to ask Al Sharpton about that.
He goes home at night very proud, a very proud man.
Right.
Much to my surprise, the FCC has thought about it. They've considered it. They've heard the reports that phone companies in this country are turning over telephone records to the government. The FCC was asked if it would look into this. This afternoon, the FCC gave its answer, no. In the interest of national security, the FCC says it will not be looking into phone companies turning over their records to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you download a song, you could still go to prison, and that's our story when we continue.
All right, Buzz, be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.